Couple of big movies out this weekend. First, American Gangster. It's Denzel Washington. In the true life story, he's playing a 70s Harlem-based heroin dealer, Frank Lucas. Russell Crowe plays the cop who tracks him. And then in a little indie film known as B Movie. See, the problem is I watch a lot of NBC. I love The Office and 30 Rock. And
Yeah.
those NBC's night program has just turned into a running B Movie promo. This is this animated film with Jerry Seinfeld, where he plays a kind of neurotic bee, which is a total departure for him because he's a neurotic human.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been almost 24 hours since we last had NPR movie guy Bob Mondello on the show, and we were really missing him.
Bring him back.
So here he is to tell us about this weekend's film action. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back. On the other hand, I wish I didn't have to talk about B movie. Let's talk about The Animals first.
Oh.
Okay, so should we start with American Gangster?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's start out with a little clip. This is Denzel Washington. He's sort of explaining his view on business and how there's an old way of doing things, and he's sort of the nouveau version of it. Let's hear a clip.
Bumpy was rich, but he wasn't white man rich. You see, he wasn't wealthy. He didn't own his own company. He thought he did, but he didn't. He just managed it. White man own it, so they own him. Nobody owns me, though.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
Good.
That's because I own my own company. My company sells a product that's better than the competition at a price that's lower than the competition.
So that's Denzel Washington. What do you think of his performance in this film?
Oh, he's great. The product he's selling there is heroin, obviously, and this is the 70s, and he's kind of amazing. I mean, he's got this real smooth, you know, Denzel Washington is always sort of laid back or always feels that way to me. And then when he explodes, and he explodes on occasion in this picture, you just like, whoa, it's very unnerving. He's really terrific. And Russell Crowe, who I don't like very much, you sort of expect him to explode, to throw a telephone or something like that.
Right. No, that's real life for him.
Yes, exactly. And he's really good. I mean, what's interesting about the picture, though, is that they sort of play the opposite of what you think. Denzel Washington is a gangster, but he's also a good family man. He takes care of his mother. He brings his wife, sets them up in a big house and everything. Whereas Russell Crowe is a sort of a deadbeat dad. He's in the middle of a messy divorce. He's not providing for his family. He's not being there for them. So that the expectations you have of good and bad are kind of crossed up.
Well, let's actually hear a little bit of Russell Crowe's performance. This is as his character is laying out the case against Denzel Washington's character, and the district attorney is hearing this evidence and clearly doesn't think that a black guy could sort of succeed
right.
at a level above the mafia. Let's hear that tape.
My investigation indicates that Frank Lucas is above the mafia in the dope business. My investigations also indicate that Frank Lucas buys direct from a source in Southeast Asia. He cuts out the middlemen and he uses U.S. military planes and personnel to transport pure number four heroin into the United States, and he's been doing so on a regular basis since 1969. I have cases against every member of Frank's organization.
Frank's organization?
Every single...
No black man has accomplished what the American mafia hasn't in 100 years!
Hey!
How dare you say a black man did something good? All right, so that sounds very intense.
How about Russell Crowe's accent on that? I loved it.
Is it a good movie?
Oh, yeah, it's really good. It's weird. I think the critical consensus on this one is it's a terrific movie, except that it doesn't go that extra little bit that allows you to... I mean, I don't remember a moment in it that I think is like... the classic moment where the picture sort of goes over the top and becomes The Godfather or Scarface or Goodfellas or something like that. But it's really good. It knows how to stroke all the tropes of gangster films really well. It just doesn't add anything to them. But it's a really strong picture.
It's like a really good TV, a really well executed TV sitcom that does the things that those things do really well, but doesn't kind of go past that.
I can accept that. Yeah, except that it's operating on a higher level than most TV sitcoms.
All right, okay, that was a bad.
But yeah,
so
no,
you're the movie critic, and I'm the guy.
I'll go with that though. That makes sense. It is really good at what it does. It's directed by Ridley Scott, who sometimes goes way over the top with things like Gladiator, but most of the time is kind of really smart about filmmaking. And in this one, he's really smart.
All right. Well, let's move over to the thing you didn't want to talk about. B movie. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld.
It drones on.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I have to start.
I'm going to laugh every time you use a pen. By the way, I'm the easiest audience ever when it comes.
Well,
to that.
I mean, don't you want him to be kind of wonderful, right? I mean, he's to rise above the humdrum, but the buzz on this one has been really terrible. And the frustrating thing is that, you know, you want to be beguiled, and that this picture doesn't have very much that's, you know, any kind of bewitching. And I'm sorry, I could do those.
Are you just – tell me you're not going to do this on your review on Real NPR.
I am doing a little bit of it, yeah.
God. I want you to get out of your system on this show.
No, but I like these.
I'm with you. I think they're hilarious.
Well, puns are really great, and, you know, the kind of jokes that this movie trades in are appalling.
Oh, that was actually pretty clever. Apollon. I can have a begrudging respect for that. So what is it? Is it just that the film is predictable? The jokes aren't that funny? What is it about?
Well, it certainly doesn't wax eloquent.
Oh,
okay. Even I now, Bob, you have lost your most loyal ally in this endeavor.
No, okay. Here's the deal. Basically, they've got Jerry Seinfeld being a bee, right? And he's an average bee. And he gets upset when he sees what humanity is doing with bees' products, right? We're selling honey. Mm. Well, I'm sorry. Are you upset about it? I mean, we have a clip, do we not?
Yeah, we do. Actually, let's hear that.
I don't like that.
This is him talking to Renee Zellweger,
who's a
human. Yeah, here we go.
What in the name of mighty Hercules is this? How did this get here? Cute bee, golden blossom, Ray Liotta private select.
See that actor?
I never heard of him. Why is this here?
For people. We eat it.
Why? You don't have enough food of your own?
Well, yes.
How do you even get it?
Well, bees make it.
I know who makes it. And it's hard to make it. There's heating and cooling and stirring. You need a whole crowning thing.
It's organic.
It's organic.
It's just honeyberry.
Just what? Bees don't know about this. This is stealing. A lot of stealing.
It's good to see that Jerry Seinfeld has really changed his cadence and patter.
I was going to say, his way of speaking has always been somewhat animated, right?
So yeah.
This sort of makes sense. But you hear that he's doing the pun thing, too. It's organic, right? That kind of stuff. And it's mildly amusing. They sue, he goes ahead and sues humanity for doing this. Everybody stops, all the bees stop working, and then, you know, the whole world turns brown and no flowers bloom, and it's terrible. And I have this theory about this picture. Everybody's talking about how this is his own personal vision, right? That this is not a picture made by committee. Well, his vision is of him and his buddies stopping working, and the whole world gets sad. And then they come back to work, and everybody's happy, and there's flowers, and they're laughing.
Foreshadowing a Seinfeld reunion?
Doesn't it sound like it? And, I mean, you know, that's the most egocentric thing I've ever heard in my life. It's not that it's you kind of wish that this had been done by committee, and somebody had said, no, Jared, this is not a great idea.
All right. Well, Bob, listen, I guess it's, positive on the American Gangster tip and not so much on the B movie tip. We appreciate you coming on, filling us in on all these things. We'll see you at the theaters this weekend, okay?
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bob Mondello, NPR's movie guy.